Hello all, it is Dr. Khadija Yvonne Stevens, and I'm coming here with another bonus episode of Conversations with Dr. Yvonne. How is everyone? Just doing a quick check-in before something big that I have is coming into fruition. It's harvesting, it's on the horizon. It is time to harvest those fruits. The fruits of my labor are about to expand on the horizon, and we're going to see a beautiful sunset. And the sun is going to come up, and we're going to go up. But I just wanted to step in to give you beautiful people a word that I got from God. From working out today and listening to Sarah Jakes Roberts, that gave me so much peace. So much peace to where I can literally fall asleep right now while doing this podcast. But so much peace. First, I want to say that God will give you a peace that is unlimited if you allow yourself to gain the knowledge that He is trying to put before you. You know, when we deny His knowledge and we deny or try not to listen to what He's telling us, we could perish. Because God didn't say, our people will perish because of lack of knowledge. So I try to gain as much knowledge as I can, even when I don't understand. And that gives me peace. Right now, I just feel God laying His hands on my heart and laying His hands on who I am to help me understand that this peace will make room for Him and what He's trying to do in my life. So I was listening to Sarah Jakes Roberts, and she did a sermon on hazardous conditions. And she was speaking about even in those conditions that are hazardous, wherever you are, whoever is there, or whomever leaves, you must remain anchored. She was saying you must remain anchored in what God is trying to do for you, no matter what is going on around you, because there is glory in your peace, and God cannot activate plans in your life if you're not at peace. So what is peace, my people? Peace is the lack of anxiety, because you're supposed to cast all your anxieties on Him. Peace is the lack of depression from the anxieties that you try to keep in your hands yourself. Peace is the lack of anger that can develop from that depression. You see how I'm breaking it down? Anxiety can turn to depression, then it can turn into anger. Peace is the lack of confrontation, constant conflicts within yourself and others because you did not know how to calm those anxieties. And then it turned into depression, then it turned into anger. Now it's turned into outward behaviors towards others. So to kill those anxieties is to sit in your truth. What is your truth? Are you telling yourself the truth? Are you living in your truth? Are you abiding by your truth? What is your truth? I have to tell myself that. If you want anything in your life to activate what God is trying to do, you must have peace. And the only way you can have peace is to know the truth and to sit on the truth. It took a long time to get to these shoes. That's why I want everyone who's listening to know. It took a long time to get to these shoes, to get to Dr. Yvonne. This was an evolution in a process, and you can never kill the process because you have to go through it to get there. It took a long time to get in these shoes. It took a lot of arguments. It took a lot of failures. It took a lot of backstabbing. It took a lot of misunderstanding and disagreements. It took a lot. So don't ever think that someone does not have to go through anything to get to certain shoes. If you want to get to the shoes that God has for you, you cannot wash the shoes of the other person, or you cannot try to fill the shoes of the other person. We all have our own plans. We all have our own roads that we have to travel on. When you try to travel on someone else's road, there's no peace. When you're in a relationship, there's two roads. He has a road and you have a road. Or she has a road and you have a road. Both of you have your own journeys to go on. But can you walk in peace? That's the question. The only way you'll be able to walk in peace is if he or she is following their journey. And they're staying anchored in what God has for them. So what does God have for you today? What does he have specifically for you? You will never be at peace if you try to take what God has for someone else and make it yours. There's no peace in that. And I think a lot of people in our generation are trying to take what someone else have and make it theirs. That's why we don't have peace. We don't have peace because we're so fearful in what God has for us. We feel that he has something for someone else. So since what someone else's have looks so good that we don't find a gift in what he's trying to give us. There's a gift in accepting your calling and not someone else's. There's a gift in being okay with what God has for you and not what he has for someone else. There's a gift in minding your own business. And not trying to be who you are not. There's a gift in that. But you cannot get to that gift unless you have peace with your road. So what is your road? What is your road? You will know if it's yours if peace lies in it. Recently, I have reached peace. And I've never thought I could be floating on cloud nine like this. I've reached peace. I've reached peace in my jobs. I love where I work. I love what I do with children and adolescents. I'm waking up every day. I'm working with a population here. Then I'm doing individual therapy there. Then I'm going to different levels of hospitalization for children with mental health issues. I'm going here. I'm going there. And I'm working on this. And I'm working on opening a clinic. It's just so much peace in it. And it's so much peace in it because I'm on the right road. But I'm telling you, it took time to get in these shoes. So what I just talked about, we just learned more than one thing. The first thing we learned is to trust God's plan for you and not his plan for someone else. You can find yourself trusting God's plan for someone else more than you trust his plan for you. And that develops anxiety because it's the fear of the unknown. You're sitting around, am I going to make it? Is this going to do well? Am I going to do well? Am I going to make it? It's going to do well because maybe it's not for you. Okay. So we learned that. And we learned another thing, that you cannot get to your calling unless you have peace. To unlock your calling, you must have peace. You must prepare the way for God. You must be at peace with the calling that he has for you. You must have peace. You must be at peace with what God has for you to get to the promised land and the land of the milk and honey that he told you he would supply for you, even the heaven on earth. You must have peace. And the only way you have peace is if you accept the journey that God has put you on. So those are two things we learned. First, the first thing is you cannot have what someone else has. That's the first thing. Your journey is yours. The second thing is you have to accept that journey in order to gain peace and unlock that heaven on earth that God is trying to develop for you. And the third thing that I really want you don't understand, and this is going to help all my boss women out there. Stay anchored. Stay anchored. No matter who comes, who leaves, you didn't go through all those trials and tribulations for nothing. Stay anchored in who God has developed you to be. Stay anchored. Don't turn back. Don't turn back. Don't turn back. Don't turn into stone. Don't turn back. Stay anchored in those projects. Stay anchored and your schedule. Stay anchored in the woman you have developed to be. Stay anchored in your morals. Be aware, but stay anchored. Stay anchored. Stand on business. Have emotions, but stand on business. Love people, but stand on business. Don't go away from the black and white. It's funny how the Bible is in black and white. Don't go away from the back of black and white. Stay anchored. The word is written. What is written, stay anchored in. What God has given you, you stay anchored in it. Stay anchored in that woman he called you to be. Stay anchored. The thing about humans, I like the story of the rabbit and the hare. Also the story, I think it was a story about the turtle and the hare or something like that. And how it's not about the swiftest who's going to win the race. But it's about the one that endures to the end. The one that endures to the end has stayed anchored in the calling to get to the finish line. But the one who was the quickest developed some form of anxiety along the way and stopped and took a nap because they didn't stay anchored in what the Lord was going to give them. They trust their own understanding and not God's understanding. And that's when you lose. You always lose when you don't trust God's understanding. You always lose when you don't stay anchored. Stay anchored. It's so much peace. Staying anchored. You will lose your anchor if you lose focus in God. You need an anchor. You need an anchor to stay put. You need an anchor to wedge into the ground deep in that ocean where you will pull from, because you need to stay anchored to stay afloat. You need it to stay in one spot. Sometimes it's meant to stay in one spot so you can get to the common goal. Fishermen and sailmen, they stay in one spot to collect fish. They stay in one spot to find treasures, to find things that we need. They stay in one spot. They stay anchored until they reach that common goal. It's time to stay anchored in what God has for you. So we just learned three things, and I want you to take it with you out into the world, and I want you to be great. Number one, you can't have what someone else have. You can't. You can't. You just can't. You cannot have what someone else has. You cannot take someone else's destiny and make it yours. You can't. Number two, in order to lose the anxiety of the unknown, you must trust the path that God has for you, and you must understand within relationships with people, anything like that, everyone has their own path. You cannot pick it for them. Whatever needs to be fulfilled in God's will, in the prophecy, it will be fulfilled. If that person turns against the prophet, the prophecy, or what God has for them, they will always develop anxiety. Why? Because they are not accepting the role that God has for them. And the last thing, beautiful people, is to stay anchored. Stay anchored. Stay firm in what God has for you. No matter what happens, no matter who comes or leaves, you stay anchored. You keep emotions and you stay aware, but you stay anchored in what the Lord has for you. You wake up with pride every single day to capture those goals and to capture those things that God has put on the road for you. Stay anchored, because you need the anchor to reach common goals before you can move to somewhere else. All right. I am Dr. Khadija Von Stevens, and this is another podcast, a bonus podcast of Conversations with Dr. Yvonne. Thank you guys for tuning in. Just know we have some amazing things coming up with the Conversation with Dr. Yvonne Network. I cannot wait to show you guys. And remember to stay anchored and trust the role that God has for you. And you cannot have what someone else has, because anxiety will develop if you do not accept God's plan that he has for you. Accept his plan and stay anchored, beautiful women. God bless and have an awesome night.